Good morning. High pressure brought us brilliant sunshine and warm temperatures yesterday, well into the 60s. That same high producing clear skies overnight, and with light winds dropping back into the 30s in most places to start the day. Around the backside of that high pressure center, we'll have an increasing south wind today, and that will push even milder air into the region. Some high clouds will drift through from time to time, but plenty enough sunshine to get us back through the 60s and in most cases up into the lower 70s for afternoon highs. A cold front will approach from the west, and clouds will be on the increase, especially late today and into the evening hours. As that front passes through the Niagara frontier, we'll start to pick up some showers in central New York this evening, and eventually those showers will overspread the rest of interior New York and New England tonight, perhaps even a rumble of thunder as the cold front slides on through. Overnight lows will be back into the upper 40s to around 50. Even some clouds to start tomorrow with the front still close by, but it'll track quickly off the eastern seaboard and we'll have a return to sunshine from west to east. In fact, the wind will again be gusty, but tomorrow afternoon the wind will be out of the west, so that'll leave us a touch cooler for Tuesday with that increasing west wind, but still very nice with highs in the lower to mid-60s. A renewed area of high pressure will build in for the midweek period. On Wednesday, that will bring us mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 60s and more sunshine on Thursday and remaining mild as we bounce back into the middle 60s. Another front will approach from the west and south on Friday with mostly cloudy skies. We have the chance for showers and highs in the lower 60s. And a weak disturbance will pivot through on Saturday with the chance for a few showers and highs right around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Texas. Storms will intensify by mid to late afternoon across the middle part of Texas near a south-southeastward moving cold front. Ahead of the front, pockets of moderate destabilization are likely to occur at peak heating, while mid-level southwesterly winds may tend to gradually weaken over time. Sufficient vertical shear will allow for some supercells with hail as the most probable hazard. This will also be accompanied by locally damaging winds, which is also a possibility. Meanwhile, a winter storm watch is out for the Wasatch Mountains in Utah for tomorrow and Wednesday. 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected across the higher terrain with the next front. Also, winds are expected to increase in gust at times over 70 miles per hour. A high wind warning has been issued for most of Utah. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Del Bahio, Leon, Mexico at 10:07 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 30 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 30, 76% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.29 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature 49, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, just a trace for the month, and 75.9 inches for the season. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 268, that's 17 above average, and 6,483 for the season, which is 359 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 87 set in 1977, and the record low 19 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:35 p.m., 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs right around 70. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs right around 70. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, increasing clouds later on with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds giving way to increasing sun, breezy with highs in the mid-60s, mostly sunny, lower 60s Wednesday, more sun Thursday in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers both Friday and Saturday, lower 60s, and back into the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.